Howdy, howdy, howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, former city councilman, Clayton Perry. And I wanted to reach out to Clayton, as usual. He's our guest. I wanted to reach out to him and ask him about a couple of things that have been happening lately here in the city. First of all, a ready-to-work program that we had discussed here, that Clayton had discussed before. Apparently, they are talking about the city council is talking about giving them almost $500 million, $450 million, as well as additional staff. Clayton, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us, my friend.
Well, good morning, George. It's certainly good to be here with you, and an opportunity to talk about things going on here in the city. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's start with this, first of all, with this issue of the Ready to Work program, which we had already seen was failing, not living up to its expectations at all, but somehow the mayor claims that it's successful and that now they need more money. What are your thoughts?
You know, George, I don't know how he's measuring success, because this program, this Ready to Work program, has been an absolute failure and a disaster. And let me give you a little bit of background history on this program. Back when I was on council, the mayor wanted to take the money that we had been, it's a 1/8 cent sales tax that we had been using on purchasing these easements over our aquifer to protect our aquifer. I mean, we've set aside literally thousands of acres from development to protect our aquifer. Well, he said, no, let's do something else with this money. And at the time, that 1/8 cent sales tax was about $150 million over the next 5 years. And he said, well, let's take that money, because we've had this COVID thing and people are out of work and we really need to retrain our population. So, and I don't know how he came up with these figures, because this is straight out of his mouth, that at that time that we were going to train 40,000 people with that $150 million and set that money aside and create training programs. Well, at the time I said, you got to be kidding me, 40,000 people in this city that can be trained? And at the time they said, well, we want to give them a living wage of $15 an hour. And I, at the time I said, man, that's working at McDonald's. You know, how is that really raising people's status here in San Antonio? But anyway, $150 million out of that program to fund 40,000 people to educate and train them to get better jobs. Well, over time, they started the program and started spending money. And over time, the sales tax has increased. And the current estimates are that it's not $150 million. It's actually $250 million. But at the time, it actually went to a vote here in the city to pass this. And it was, again, based on 40,000 people at $150 million, and it got passed. This city is very, very easy on passing things that spends money, and so it passed. And so they started this program, but lo and behold, they saw that there's no way that they're gonna get to 40,000 people, so they reduced the number down to 15,000 people. They just took a whack off of it and said, no, we're only going to train 15,000 people. And, oh, by the way, our sales tax is going to go up to estimated $250 million. So, you know, it went from 40,000 to 15,000, and from 150 million to 250 million. Oh. And I, that's gone back out to the voters, because that's a bait and switch type of thing. Oh, let's get it passed and then let's redo the numbers so that this program will look successful. Well, even at that, the last time I checked, we had only trained about 300 people, but guess how much money we actually spent? close to $30 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that a good return on investment? $30 million for 300 people?
Wow.
Absolutely not. That's why this program is such a failure. And now they're, you know, that money is set aside. It got voted on, and they're spending, they're going to spend $250 million no matter what. The city council is famous for spending a lot of money on things that don't work. And so that money is already set aside out of that sales tax money. And when it ends after the 5 years, and I think it's 2025 that it's at the end of its cycle, what was added to that language in the vote was that that money is then going to revert to VIA. So you're talking about $50 million a year that's going to, out of our sales tax, is going to go to VIA. Now, I think we were spending it wisely on those, on the aquifer protection. And, you know, that's something that we were setting that land aside for, protecting our future here in San Antonio. But the mayor had other ideas, got it passed, and now, like I said, they're going to spend every bit of that money on a program that has failed, and now they're looking for more money. It doesn't make sense. This city has a low unemployment rate, and people aren't signing up for it because they're happy with what they're doing.
It is really incredible.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it is absolutely incredible. But again, this was put on a ballot. It got voted in. I voted against it to put it on the ballot to begin with because I knew that it wasn't going to work. And but it got passed by voters, and here we're stuck with it. And like I said, this government will spend every penny of it on a program that's not working. Oh, and by the way, the mayor keeps touting this as a national. Can you imagine a national program that follows this? How much money would be plowed into a program that doesn't work?
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
And I thought we already had training programs. The Department of Labor had several training programs already. So,
oh, my goodness. The billions of dollars that are already being spent on these training programs and education programs, this would just be more billions of dollars being put, tax dollars being put into a program that doesn't work. So, that's my take on this Ready to Work program, and I'm just sad that we're in this position where, I'll say it, the population was lied to begin with the numbers that were put out there initially, and then they went, changed the numbers because they knew they weren't going to meet them, and they will continue to change numbers so that it will make it look like it's successful.
Wow.
Yep.
It really, I mean, the performance by the city council on this issue is very, very poor, which leads me to the second question that I have for you. A few weeks ago, we went through the city of San Antonio went through the process of commenting on a proposed new city charter. And one of the issues in there that was being discussed was raises for the city council and the mayor. It appears now that there was a big backlash against that. However, news coming out this past week seems to indicate that the city council and the mayor are going to vote on raises for themselves anyway. I guess ahead of the city charter being changed. So, given their performance with Ready to Work, among other things, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not quite sure about that, about voting on a raise prior to the city charter, because it's actually in the city charter paying the salaries for council and the mayor. So it has to be changed in the city charter. They can't just go and vote them a new. Having said that,
gotcha.
I can't believe that they're actually even entertaining that. Right now, it's set at the median income for San Antonio, $46,000 a year. And that's not the lowest salary in San Antonio. It's not the highest. It's the median income. Now, I would think that people would look at that saying, well, why would they justify a raise? I mean, when that pay was started was my very first year on city council, and the theory was, well, let's initiate pay to bring on more qualified people onto council, so that people don't have to work. They could get paid by the city to perform their duties as a councilman. Well, has it really raised the quality of folks getting on city? I'm not sure of that. I mean, before, council folks were getting paid $20 a meeting, and we had some pretty dadgum good council folks and mayors in the past working for that $20 a meeting. I say, well, you know, if they were willing to do it, why aren't they willing to do it today? Why do they need an increased salary? Now, I tell you what it should be done. Let's tie that median salary to be on a floating scale. Whatever that median salary is at that particular time, that's what they should get. And let me say why that is because if the city council is doing its job, the median income should be going up for San Antonio. And that's the return on investment. We should always be looking at that. Why should they get a double salary now? Has the median been increased up to that level? No, it has not. So I would say let's tie it to the median income so it gives them an incentive saying, hey, let's increase the prosperity of those in San Antonio to get a higher income, and that way the city council's income goes up. That's what I would tie it to, and not just a carte blanche increasing the city council pay. It's not gonna have people quitting their jobs. I guarantee you, everybody on that council today, if they get a raise with tax dollars, they are not gonna quit their current jobs. I mean, let's face it, you could possibly be on council for 8 years. People are going to continue their jobs because that's what they're going to go back to once they get off council. They're not going to quit their job for that salary. So I don't know what the real justification would be for raising their pay, but people should continue to rise up saying, absolutely not. What have you done to earn a raise on this council? And is San Antonio that much better off than what we were before there was even any pay for council folks? So I am totally against that, and people should be as well. Even at one time it was tripling their salary. And they were saying, oh, they need to be making over $140,000 a year. And they had other cities and what have you. I don't care what other cities are paying their council folks. I care what they get here. And we shouldn't be basing our salaries, well, they're making it in Austin or El Paso and those other places. That should have no bearing on what we do here in San Antonio.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. Councilman, we're going to let you go. We're going to thank you for taking time to be with us and chatting with us regarding these very, very important issues. Folks, we really, really encourage you to share this this link with folks here in San Antonio so that people can learn what is going on in their backyard. Too often, we just don't know what's going on in our backyard, and then it affects us usually, almost always, directly in our pocketbooks.
Absolutely, and people need to be aware of that because that's what's happening in their own backyard.
You got it. Folks, once again, we've been speaking with our good friend, former council and city councilman, Clayton Perry. Clayton, thank you very much once again. Take care, and we'll have you back on again in another week or so.
Thanks, George. Sounds great. Appreciate it.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.